everyone. I hope you're all doing well, hanging in there. It is Thursday, the 23rd of March. Can't believe it. We're already in spring. Although it doesn't feel much like spring out here in Los Angeles. There's been rain nonstop. Anyways, I am just checking in to talk about back to autoimmune disorders and anyone who this may resonate with or who is struggling with similar things, this is for you. I, as I've mentioned before, have several autoimmune conditions, started at an early age. 13 is when they first found an enlarged pituitary, and my thyroid disorder, which at the time was just hypothyroid, later was diagnosed as Hashimoto's, followed by, as I've said before, I'll just summarize, followed by vitiligo in my 20s, following a very painful breakup, very traumatic. Vitiligo, which then led to Sjogren's syndrome, lupus. I feel like I'm missing some major ones. Adrenal insufficiency or fatigue, pretty much adrenal failure, and potentially Addison's, and possibly fibromyalgia. I may be forgetting one, but essentially, you know, the overriding disorder is connective tissue disorder, in which your body attacks its own cells and other tissues, thinking that they're the enemy, essentially, and usually induced by stress. At least in my experience, almost all of my flare-ups and even the initiation of my different conditions has been after a very emotional time, usually chronic stress or very hardcore emotional distress. Not so much physical in my case, although physical exertion does lead to a flare-up as well for me. And so I'm here after a really terrible flare-up going on, not only with my vitiligo, which has now spread to, I would say, 40% of my face in the last 2 weeks, in addition to my hands and my feet. Again, I haven't had spread since my PhD program, which was over 10 years ago, which was obviously very stressful, but it's been stable until now. And just general inflammation, my hair's falling out, the texture has changed. And so I reached out to my doctors. I got some current labs, which essentially just show my ANA titer is on the high end, which I think shows kind of like an activated immune response, in addition to my adrenals just are not working, very low cortisol production, and ACTH, which is a hormone associated with your adrenal functioning, and low testosterone, some other numbers that are concerning that relate to my kidney functioning, my thyroid, and like I said, my adrenals. I also happen to have a little lesion on my pituitary, which, you know, they've been monitoring, and I haven't been concerned about it because it's been pretty stable, but my prolactin levels are elevated now, sort of going in that direction. So I'm going to get another scan and just make sure everything's stable. That's not causing any problems. But I would say the adrenal insufficiency is so hardcore, and it affects every aspect of your life to the point where I'm considering taking a medical leave from work, because any stress, even if it's like normally minor, it leads me to like this horrible, almost catastrophizing and anxiety and I become sort of bedridden where I can't do anything. So in addition to these physical symptoms, I'm having really bad anxiety and I would say depression. I'm hoping it's situational depression, that it's a result of how I'm feeling physically, but it feels like real clinical depression. And it's scary because I haven't felt this way and it's affecting my relationship and my relations with my family and my friends. I just find that I'm isolating more, wanting to be alone, but also not wanting to be alone. It's like this weird conundrum. Anyways, I don't really have much to say other than that's what I've been experiencing, and if others out there can relate, I would say just in my experience, what helps is listening to music, candles, being really gentle with yourselves, like showering and bathing, the heat, trying as best to kind of relax your central nervous system with calming things, and only talking to people who are supportive and not causing any further stress, because you really have to get your flare-up in check. So that's what I'm trying to do. I am working, but it's hard, and I also find that it's affecting my work performance, not being motivated, having a hard time focusing, sort of like brain fog, just terrible. Like I said, I haven't felt like this, I don't think ever, and I feel extremely like, it's almost like a hopeless feeling because I'm just afraid. I don't know when this is going to end and when I'm going to feel like myself, when I'm going to feel like socializing, and I'm a very social person. I just don't see it happening. I don't have the energy. I don't have the motivation. And it's stressful, especially when you're in a relationship, because there is the pressure of, you know, being a good partner and showing up. And I just don't feel I can. And I know it's very hard on him. He told me himself that he feels like he's been beat up, and I feel horrible. So this is just, again, like, if anyone else can relate, I'm hoping this helps, at least hearing someone else who's struggling. But that I do believe, you know, if you take it day by day, even sometimes hour by hour, minute by minute, and just know that everything is temporary, you know. There are these short periods of time where I feel like myself, when I'm with a patient or talking to a certain person who maybe just makes me feel okay. So if there's those glimpses of hope, I think that's proof that you can get through it. And trying to focus on the positive and not the negative, because I think that also really helps. So anyways, I'm walking home from work and I'm gonna go take a yoga class, which has been really helpful, and try to educate myself on my role in this, how my head and my mind and my thoughts contribute to my flare-ups, which they do, and how I can kind of control that and get a better grip on it. But, you know, it is a real thing, and it is a physiological condition that has these effects. My endocrinologist said she treats many people with adrenal insufficiency who have totally normal lives, who feel fine, they feel great. So when I heard that, obviously it made me feel bad, because it made me think, okay, then is this not anything having to do with my adrenals? Am I crazy? Am I just depressed? But it certainly feels like I'm kind of moving in the mud, and I'm working against something very heavy, like a weighted blanket is around me at all times. So I don't know. It doesn't feel like it is depression. It feels like it's a physiological metabolic thing that I'm having the effects emotionally from it. So I don't know. Again, this is just me trying to reach out to others who may be experiencing the same thing. I wish we could talk. Please comment if you do relate or if you have anything to say. You can also email me, drjenningcowan@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. or make a comment. And just wishing everyone well wishes, and you know, stay strong and take care of yourselves. Be gentle with yourselves, I would say. I think right now is a very stressful time still for many people, and the change of the seasons can be stressful. And just hang in there, and again, take care of yourselves and each other. Talk to you later. Bye.